Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, so Steve Versnick is back. Steve, you went away for 2 weeks, and then Tom Brady went away for 3 days. Any correlation there?
Hello, is this thing on? Is this working? Hello?
Yeah, it's working. It's working, believe me.
Yeah, I had some personal issues to attend to, so.
That's right. I didn't make the same announcement for you that they made for Brady, just to be clear.
But then no one was tweeting I was gone either, so.
That's right. And it also didn't raise my stress level as much as it did probably the Bucks. I mean, listen, Derek Sharp, he is no Blaine Gabbert necessarily. And he's certainly no Kyle Trask, thank God. but, you know, was okay. Yeah, a little bit. It was okay that, we got by. We knew you were coming back. I wasn't so sure about Tom Brady. I was sure when I asked around. But, it's just, as it was described to me, and I'm not at liberty to say whom or persons. How do you say it? Those close to Brady, right?
Sources say.
But this is not breaking news either. But as it was described to me, his life is really complicated. I was like, yeah, because he's Tom Brady, right? I get it. It's complicated, but that doesn't explain why he suddenly like missed 3 days of practice. Right, one of those days they didn't have practice and he missed his birthday. We thought, okay, well, they gave him his birthday off. And then it was a personal day. And I was not sure until I checked Saturday morning or Sunday morning that Brady was, or Saturday morning, I guess it was, that Brady was going to come back. And I was relieved when I heard that he was.
Well, look, so, Rick, he's 45 now. I mean, it takes a little while to recover from those avocado tequilas on his birthday. So,
yeah.
No longer a one-day recovery, it's a three-day recovery. That's all
it is. It's a three-day deal. Well, yeah, unless you are a you're a patron of those many trashy newsstand tabs, because they have another theory. and I went, it's one of those things where you don't even justify like blogging or repeating anything that's in those things, because they're trash. But that said, I kind of like. You know, I went through this magazine, and I think they do something on Brady and Giselle every other week or every week. And I kind of felt bad. I was like, yeah, you know what? When you're at that level, you can't, obviously you're not going to bat down these flames, right? Because it's all probably a bunch of crap, to be honest with you. But, you know, take the occasion of him having an excused absence from practice, and here comes the theories, right? And then substantiated by zero, by absolutely nothing. But I thought, wow, like you forget they have to put up with this on newsstands across the country every day. They're kids every day, right? Like, and I'm not saying they're all going to Publix together, but although the pub subs are phenomenal. But if they walk by a newsstand at some of those places, you're likely to see something that mom and dad aren't getting along. I mean, it's ridiculous. It sells, right? That's the key. But he is back, and he was back, and by all accounts, I know I saw where, Peter King came in on the day that Tom was off on his 45th birthday, so Peter didn't get to see him. But he did talk to Clyde Christensen, and it was interesting because here's what I think Peter King said. I talked to Clyde Christensen, who said he told Jason Light the other day, I've never seen Tom's arm stronger. It's unbelievable how well he's throwing the football. So take that for what it's worth, people. TB12, all that stuff, it's all working for him, man, because the sun's out, guns out. I mean, this guy is still spinning it and spinning it well. And hopefully, as long as he can, he could be darn near 50 years old before he stops.
Has there ever been a report from training camp that said someone isn't throwing it the best they've ever thrown it?
Yeah, Kyle Trask.
Well,
we just did it. I don't know if you saw the duck that was floating for the interception the other day that made the rounds on Twitter. And I wasn't, to be fair to Kyle, I was not there over the weekend. We'll get to that in a minute. I had an outing.
You were away on personal reasons?
I guess they're personal.
Yeah, well.
But I'm gonna tell you what they are. But I miss the, I guess bad day would be one way to describe it, on it looked like on Sunday maybe, Saturday or Sunday. I think it was Sunday. Couple of picks. Listen, I'm not one of these people that gets crazy about that stuff, because I remember years ago, and there's a temptation, and I'm not knocking any particular publications because they're all great, right? What you guys do what you want to do. But there are those across the league that will blog or do a practice report and basically tell you how and what happens on every single period of that practice, right? So you might be 7-on-7, you might be 11-on-11, it might be, pat and goes, one-on-ones, who the heck knows? But there are those that will report everything almost in real time, right? And they'll go back and they'll say, on this day, this guy did this and this. And they kind of keep almost pseudo stats, which is weird to me too. But years ago, Brad Johnson, who won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, said to me, he goes, Rick, let me ask you a question. If you're not trying to fit balls in small windows during the off-season program and training camp, when would you want to see what you can get away with? You want to do that in a game? In other words, his thing was, this is exactly when you try stuff, It just is. Like, you're not going out there saying every day, hey, you know what, I'm just going to let it rip and I don't care what happens. It's not like that. They want you to protect the football. They want to see that. But by the same token, you're much better off getting your limitations now than doing it in a game that matters, if that makes sense. So I'm not one to go crazy. And the other thing we don't know, and this is just absolute truth, is unless you know the route and you have the play, you have the script, and you can count the steps that the receiver takes and see whether or not he's even running the same route or a route, I think it's very hard, again, to evaluate where the throw was. Because ball placement, you could throw it inside where he's supposed to be, and the receiver goes outside, and the ball comes right to the DB because he didn't cross your face and was supposed to catch it. And it's like, oh, what a terrible play. Trask looked awful. My point is, we don't know what we don't know. Now, my eyes tell me he's struggling a little bit. My eyes tell me that it's going to be interesting, because I think what's going to happen starting this week against the Dolphins is Kyle Trask is going to get the lion's share. Not the Detroit Lions share, but the Lions share of the reps at quarterback, period, because they want to expose him to as much as they can. And, Gabbert's still going to be number two, but it'll be interesting to see how he responds beginning with this Miami week. And there'll be, there's going to be scrimmages and controlled scrimmages and things that like guys like Brady will play in but will not play in the game. But Trask, he needs to have a good week of practice. He needs to... going up against teams that haven't seen him, every day, doesn't know the Bucs offense the way their defense does, et cetera. This will be a good test to see if he can make plays out there. But yeah, if you're stock up, stock down right now on Trask, you're kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I think I might be losing some here, but we'll see. It's a long way to training camp, and I'm sure there's other issues.
Well, the good thing is he's QB3 this year.
Yes.
I mean, he's not QB 1 or 2.
No.
So if he's still struggling a little bit, or you're not certain, you're not expecting him to play this year.
Yeah, although, remember when, it came out that Clyde had said, well, tryouts are over. I mean, like, Blaine's the number 3 or number 2, and then, he'll get in where he fits in, and everybody's like, whoa, you can't say that. That's not politically correct. It's a competition. But I agree with you. I mean, I think Kyle's headed for another sort of redshirt year, and he probably needs one based on just what we've kind of seen. We'll get to more of what Steve Versnick missed in the last 2 weeks, but first...
Wait, I missed stuff?
Oh, yeah, you did. Not just Brady walking out, believe me. What you're probably not going to miss is this high electric bill that you've been getting every day because we're off the chains hot. And for those of you who want a solution, we got one for you. May Electric Solar is a family-owned business. They've been installing solar electric systems for 12 years. Now, you know, because you're probably getting a couple knocks on the door, that this field is loaded with fly-by-night companies. But May Electric Solar is committed to you for the long term. They guarantee their workmanship with a 30-year labor and services warranty. Plus, with every installation, you get $750 worth of surge protection for all your appliances. That right there is the May way. If you visit their Hudson showroom, May Electric displays all of its products, conducts on-site testing. You can see what they'll install. Plus, they don't use subcontractors, you know? You know exactly who's going to do the job. So start saving today and call the solar energy experts at May Electric Solar at 727-819-2862. You can schedule a free estimate. You can lower your electric bill all year long and preserve your quality of life and the quality of your appliances. Call May Electric Solar at 727-819-2862. The other thing, which was kind of a catastrophic injury, I guess, at this point, or so it seems, was Ryan Jensen hurt his knee while you were gone in a, you know, while the linemen were still in shorts, and it was a 2-minute drill. And, you know, unfortunately, Logan Hall, you know, fell across his knee when he was engaged with Vita Vea, and he got some help from Aaron Stinney. But most likely, and they haven't announced anything, out for the year, most likely. But here's why we think there's a chance he may not be. And, you know, if it was so black and white that they were like, yeah, no way this guy plays, you know, until next fall at the earliest, then I think they would have done something. But I don't know that it is, and I imagine they have as much information as they need. But I would just say this. Remember that Vita Vea, you know, had a grotesque fracture of his leg at Chicago the year they won the Super Bowl and never came back on the practice field until they decided we're going to go to Green Bay and we could use somebody like Vita Vea just to push the pocket. If he does nothing else, let's play him on passing downs. They did. He had like 33 snaps, and he created so many double teams that Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul combined for 5. And, you know, so I don't know. It's just interesting where they stand right now with all that.
Well, and I know you and Derek discussed this, but you are now going to go to Dallas for the opening night.
Yeah.
And your 3 interior offensive linemen are not back from last year.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex Kappa's in Cincinnati. Ali Marpet's retired, and Ryan Jensen's now hurt.
Yeah.
And you didn't really go out and get anybody.
Mm.
I mean, you know, you've got the guys you had. You drafted Luke Goedeke.
Yeah.
But, you know, your offensive line is not as good as it was last year. These guys may fill in and do fine, and time will tell.
But they're all new.
And young guys grow and get better.
Yeah.
But to start the season, I know that their offensive line, as it's compiled right now, will not be as good as it was last year.
Right. Yeah.
With the 45-year-old quarterback behind them.
Yeah, Jensen alone. And I've said this when you were gone. I said, I'm not sure. And listen, you don't want to lose a Tristan Wirfs or a Donovan Smith. I mean, Donovan Smith plays the blind side of Tom Brady, and I think he's way underrated. He should have been a Pro Bowl player by now. But whether you like him or love him, he's a hell of a left tackle that goes against the best every single week and does a great job. And Wirfs is going to wear a gold jacket if he stays healthy. I'm convinced of it. He has the makeup, the ability, the feet. It's unbelievable how good he is. But if they lost one of those guys, and like I said, no one has you got an extra Pro Bowl tackle we can plug and play? No one has that guy, right? So it'd be a huge drop-off. I mean, Josh Wells, with all due respect, he's not Donovan Smith, right? Or even Tristan Wirfs. But even having said that, if guys were winning off the edge against Tom Brady, he can see it. You know? Even the blind side, he has peripheral vision, and he can kind of anticipate it, and certainly he can see a guy win at right tackle or off the edge on the right side. So he has a way of getting out of this. In the interior defensive line, if somebody gets whipped, they're on top of him before he can call timeout or do anything, before he can throw the ball away. I mean, they're just at his feet. And I saw this, you know, we talked about it when you were away, Steve. I mean, I saw the Washington football team get a hit on Brady early in that game, like the first series, maybe the second pass that he attempted, and he was never the same. They wound up losing that game. And he played hot potato with the ball all day. So, you know, it adds up. And, you know, to not have, you know, your three main guys is obviously an adjustment. But we'll see if Robert Hainsey is absolutely going to get the first bite of the apple. And, you know, the preseason games for him are huge, as are these joint workouts, which start this week. It's the Miami Dolphins, Tom's team that he was talking about joining, is coming to Tampa Bay to scrimmage for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, listen to me. 2 days might feel like 2 weeks to me. 2 days, and then take what would be Friday off, and then they play their preseason game in Tampa on Saturday. So it's here. The NFL season, for all intents and purposes, has been preseason games on TV and all of that already. But, yeah, we're there, and it's pretty incredible. But the Bucs still have a lot of work to do, man.
Now, are the Dolphins allowed to talk to Tom about ownership while they're in town? I mean,
no.
Is that allowed or –
I don't think so.
They've already paid a penalty for that. Can they get another one?
Right. And, you know, not for nothing, but I'm thinking, of course, you know, he's the GOAT, and everybody who isn't going to have a conversation about the GOAT or to the GOAT or through whatever. But, you know, you're kind of like, Tua's over there going, you know, I can read this, right? Like, you know, I know that the owner was trying to get Tom Brady last December. You know, I'm over here still trying to play quarterback. That's got to be a tremendous amount of, like, pressure. Not that it's a surprise. I mean,
it's pressure, but, I mean, honestly, is anybody surprised that someone's going to go after Tom Brady?
No, and I love John Romano's column, but it was exactly that. It's like, what, we're shocked? You know, shocked, I tell you. Absolutely outraged. And, you know, there's been a number of teams. I mean, there were people who accused Bruce Arians of tampering because, if you recall, he was still technically under contract with the Patriots, and Bruce was asked at the NFL Combine, which was many weeks earlier, is there a quarterback behind door number two that if you know you would take the call if he were available? And he, without hesitation, said, "Yeah, Tom Brady." And that was like, okay, so if you ask me if tampering goes on in the National Football League, officially I'd say no, but unofficially, it's a valuable tool for teams building themselves around a quarterback, and that's just the way it is. But
what I'd really say is don't have your head coach sue you, and then all this has to come out in court.
That's right, and that was the key right there. I think that, you know, Brian Flores putting that lawsuit out there with the potential of discovery and everything else, the investigator for the NFL obviously was able to document, you know, some phone calls going back as far as the Patriots and as early as December of last year or the year before with the Bucs, or last year with the Bucs when they were trying to defend their title. So, yeah, it's kind of messy, you know, but it happens all the time, especially the greatest, like I said, best to ever do it. So who wouldn't want to have them on their team? But, yeah, it's just kind of a – I mean, like I said, nothing happened when you were gone, man. It was like you had this come out, and then the next day he had his birthday, and then he just is gone. You know, so it's kind of weird, but he's been back the last couple of days competing, and been some good competition out there, man.
So what I'll we did you. Learn from that investigation, though, is that the Dolphins are not those MFers that passed on Brady.
No.
So we've knocked out one team.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, unless they got cold feet and decided to go with their guy, but I read where somebody thought that there was confirmation that it was the Dolphins, and I don't see it that way. You know, I could be wrong. But, hey, you know, in as much as it could make for some lively scrimmages this weekend anyway, or this week, and then they play, you know, the opener. By the way.
Will the Dolphins players be sucking up to Tom since he may be their boss next year?
Yeah, that's a good point, you know. It's like, hey, I'm coming after you, Brady. I swear to God, I'm going to put you right. I'm sorry. What, ownership? Yeah, listen, hey, man, you're doing a hell of a job over there, you know, and if there's anything you need when you get to Miami, you just call me. But, Jesus, what was I thinking?
Yeah, those pass rushers get up to him and go, hey, man, can you work on my contract next year?
Right.
I'm up.
What do you think
year?
I'm worth? I got arbitration. Yeah, it's weird. It's you know, crazy. And, you know, as somebody described it to me, I mean, just, you know, you can only imagine how many people approach Brady about this or that, right? Endorsements and different things. because he's simply the one of the most recognizable sports figures of all time in this country, and then has a little global appeal and everything too with Giselle and stuff. This fishbowl kind of was hit home with me because I was scrolling through some stuff and trying to figure out, who knew anything about Tom leaving, and then there it is. It's like, boom. It's like, ah, that's got to be tough to deal with. But he dealt with it, and now he's got to deal with the loss of a center. But these scrimmages are good because Brady's not going to play against Miami this weekend. And what that means is you probably won't see him at all, I think they're going to give the bulk of it to Kyle Trask and a good amount maybe to Blaine. And Kyle, has not really wowed anybody in practice, and that's putting it mildly. He's actually thrown the ball a lot and completed a lot, but many of them to the wrong team. So this has been part, but like it goes back to my original, I don't get freaked out about injuries or about interceptions rather, but there have been a few. So they've got work to do, and they got a game on Saturday, and it's the only time they're going to play this year in the preseason at Raymond James, which means that regardless of what or whether Tom Brady were to play at Tennessee, where they have another controlled scrimmage before the game, probably the next time you will see Tom Brady, or the only time you'll see Tom Brady quarterbacking the Bucs, assuming he doesn't walk out of here again, is week 3, at home. I mean, it's going to be a long time before – Brady is at home, because they start with the season opener at Dallas, and then the next week is at New Orleans. So a couple of tough games right there. But, yeah, it's just, more celebrity stuff, I guess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So before you left, baseball was fun. And we know who coined that phrase. Not as much fun around here. Brett Phillips.
Yeah, the trade deadline came and went, and the offense didn't get any better.
No, did not. And Brett Phillips left, which, I heard somebody call him a mascot the other day. I thought that was a little harsh, but certainly a fan favorite, like nobody's business.
Oh, he's absolutely. I mean, he's taken the mantle of what Willie Adames and Kevin Kiermaier started. He took it to a different level.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I've heard Andy and Dave were talking today on the radio, and Topkin's written about it, of the celebrations and how they're doing. Like, they're not taking the helmets off players anymore.
Mm.
Brandon Lau hit a home run the other day. They didn't take the helmets off. Like, Willie Adames started and Brett Phillips took over. And
is that the missing man formation? Like, you kind of acknowledge that the guy that did that is gone, and so no one can do it quite like him again?
I guess. And the post-game celebrations, they're trying to figure out how they're going to do it, because it's Kiermaier always led it, and then Phillips kind of took it over. Well, Kiermaier's out for the season.
Right.
And Phillips is now on the Baltimore Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to figure this stuff out as they go.
First, you got to win.
Well, and they did take three. They did take three or four from the Tigers over the weekend.
Thank gosh.
Although it took 27 walks to do so.
I know, right? That's a franchise record for a series. I think 3 games or whatever.
Yeah, I mean Sunday. I mean, you're going to look at the box score and go, "Oh, the Rays dominated the Tigers 7-0. Great." It was 2 outs in the ninth, in the top of the ninth. It was 0-0.
That's incredible, man.
Tom Brady drove down the field and scored a last minute touchdown there in the ninth. Bucks exactly. Over the Lions, 7-0.
Exactly. And you said it, like, I'm getting back from at the airport from where I was over the weekend. We'll get into that in a second. But I'm driving in the garage, and it's cutting in and out because I'm in a concrete garage. And I hear something about, Rays win, Rays, Dave Wills, Rays win 7-0, and they score all their runs in the ninth inning. I went, what? So they had a shutout going, both teams. It was 0-0. But not only was it the ninth, it was two out in the ninth and nobody on.
They're the first team in the modern era, which is since 1901. That's the modern era, by the way, 121 years.
It's certainly modern for me.
The first team to break a scoreless tie in the ninth inning or later by scoring seven or more runs with two outs.
You gotta love it.
But three walks from their all-star closer helps.
Yeah. No, they were walking Rays like poodles over the weekend. It was unbelievable. They accepted their walks, which was good. They still didn't score a ton of runs. But they had to take – listen, you had to win a series. They hadn't won a series in a long time. Detroit, not a good record to say the very least. And so you take three out of four from them, and, you know, we'll see. You said they got Baltimore coming up.
Well, they got
soon,
they're
right?
in Milwaukee Tuesday right, and that's Wednesday. Right. They're off tonight.
That's right.
Off day tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, Milwaukee, off day Thursday. So they get some rest this week. And then Baltimore comes to town. So Brett Phillips will make his Trop debut as an opponent. Well, I don't know if it's his debut. I don't know if he's played there before. When he was
well, I know
Brewers
that his first
Astros,
at bat, but there'll be, you know, if there's 11,000 or 15 or 25, I don't know, but they'll all be on their feet when Phillips comes up.
They will be.
It's going to be completely heartfelt.
You know, and it's a shame because he's a local kid.
Yeah.
A great guy.
Oh,
great clubhouse guy.
The best.
You know, but offensively, he wasn't cutting it. I mean,
that's right.
You know, and you can look at Jose Siri's numbers and say they're not much better. But I think the ceiling or the potential for Siri is a lot better
higher.
Than Brett Phillips.
Yeah.
And that's why they did it, especially with Kiermaier not under contract next year. He's got an option.
Yeah.
It's a $13 million option. I can't see the Rays picking that up. There's a $2.5 million buyout.
Yeah.
Now, they could come to a deal with Kiermaier. Say a 2-year deal, $7 million a year range.
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah,
if he wants the hometown discount just to finish his career.
And if they still want. I mean, with Jose Siri here, they may say, oh, we've got our defensive center field.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, and Margot can play there as well. You know, so we'll see. It gives the Rays options at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a fan, you know, one of the hard things about the way the Rays do business, and they do it very well, and the results on the field show. But when you get fan favorites like Willie Adames,
yeah,
like Brett Phillips, possibly Kevin Kiermaier this offseason, you know, they tend to churn through those guys quicker than a lot of organizations do. And, it's all based on performance. And like I said, Brett Phillips offensively wasn't performing well enough. I mean, it's no secret. Defensively, he was great.
Yeah, but he struck out like half the times he was up.
Yeah, and that's why they made the move. I mean, if he was performing, he'd still be here.
Right.
You know, but it can be hard on fans, and I totally get it. My wife was bummed. My kids were bummed.
Yeah. Rips the heart out of you, but, you know, it's like we've said it before, it's not show friends, it's show business, man. Like, you know, it's bottom line stuff. And but he'll be back at the Trop, and like I said, he'll get a huge ovation, and it was really cool that he could play for his hometown team. But the Rays, you know, they need help, and they've got to find a way to keep it going until you start getting some players back, and I think they will get some players back.
They should get some pitchers back pretty quick here. I mean, JT Chargois pitched back-to-back days this weekend, looked better on Sunday than Saturday.
Yeah.
I got some other guys. Glasnow is going to
How about that?
Start
throwing 98, 99, yeah. 100 miles an hour.
He's going to start throwing, August 20th, I think, he'll go to the minors and start rehab or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe he comes back late September. I mean, he's not going to be a starter at that point unless you're just going to use him as an opener.
Which would be fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, if you can get a few innings, you know, every three, four, five days from him as you get towards the postseason, if you're in a position to make the postseason, which the Rays right now are tied for the second wild card with Seattle.
Right.
And the Yankees struggling there. I mean, the Yankees lead over the Blue Jays is only nine and a half games now. They're less than 10 games up on the Blue Jays in the division. They've lost five in a row.
I think I saw, five in a row. I think I saw where they're like 14-21 or 22, something like that, since, their last 40 games or so. So, yeah, they're headed the wrong way. And, you know, like you said, I still think they're going to have enough cushion, but.
Yeah, the Astros are a half game behind them. for the lead in the AL, and the Dodgers have passed the Yankees for the best team in baseball. So,
right. It's going to be an interesting series, man. I really don't know what's going to happen. I just know that the Rays have a bunch of people out there that can really play, and if and when they're able to get healthy, you know, it's going to be a different dynamic. It really will.
Yeah, I still don't. I'm curious the Rays at the trade deadline. We know they didn't make big moves. I mean, they got David Peralta. I like that pickup.
Yeah.
I think Jose Siri, I think there's some potential for it that they see.
I like him. You know.
But they didn't get a catcher.
No, that hurt.
They didn't add an arm.
Yep.
And you know, not saying they didn't try. I mean, you don't know what the
price
tags
are. No, they're not growing on trees out here, yeah.
Here's kind of the way I look at the Rays this season is they've been so decimated by injuries.
Yeah.
That adding a big bat or, you know, if you added Wilson Contreras, let's say.
Right.
Is that going to be enough to get you over the top? And knowing you've got guys coming back, so how much better are you, you know, when Wander Franco comes back and, you know, how much better will this lineup be at that point? And I don't know. I mean, I just think the Rays looked at it and said, I'm guessing the prices were pretty high. I mean, they didn't even trade Wilson Contreras from Chicago. So my guess is the price was really high because nobody ponied up. So, you know, the Rays look at it and, you know, because here's the thing. It's not like the Rays, in order to get these players, they weren't going to be giving up players that aren't going to be on the roster next year.
No.
I mean, their whole team's coming back, essentially. I mean, Kiermaier's not under contract. Maybe he's not. Zanino's not.
Zanino.
But we expect they'll try to re-sign him unless he gets a bigger offer somewhere else, maybe. You know, but I mean, the guys that it's, they're going to mortgage a lot of younger guys and prospects in that. And I think they just say, you know, if we can get our guys healthy, we can make a run in October. And if not, we're not going to mortgage next year and the year after trying to chase this season when we can't stay healthy. I don't know if that's their thinking. I'm guessing the price
Mark
tags were high.
Yeah, we had Mark on here, and I thought he explained it pretty well. He said, listen, he goes, their calculus has to be, we're not going to win the division, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at a wild card where we're going on the road to play the best of three, okay? But it's all in the other ballpark. Like, it's not like you're going back and forth between games.
Unless you're the top wild card, then you get the three at home.
But my point is that it's stacked against you for a reason. And you have to at least acknowledge that, you know, you put yourself in a situation you didn't hope you wouldn't be in, but you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how many resources do you want to use for the honor of, you know, playing a couple games against the Yankees or another AL East team, you know, to end the season? I don't know. I would trade away a lot of it. You know, as Brady is fond of saying, there's only one team that wins every year, and the rest of them are just disappointed. But it doesn't mean you have to overreact. So
not adding an arm surprised me, though. And the reason it did, and granted, I don't know the prices, so maybe they tried.
That's true.
You know, but you saw Drew Rasmussen pulled after three innings today because he's already at more innings than he pitched last year.
Load management, yeah. Shane McClanahan.
They're worried about McClanahan's innings and Jeffrey Springs and even Corey Kluber's innings at this point. And you're not secure in a playoff spot. I mean, you're there right now.
Right.
But you're not that far clear.
Right.
You know, and now they've got to start watching. Now, you know, as you get guys back, like, you know, Shagwa and others back, that's going to help, of course.
Yeah.
But you start to, you know, wonder, and you know, if the price for arms were too high and knowing they need to watch some innings, then how much do you really want to mortgage the offense if the pitching could struggle a little bit down the stretch?
Yeah,
knowing that you don't want to give up because your win. It's not like this is Tampa Bay's window and it's closed. It's not like you've got Tom Brady and he's retiring this year or potentially.
Right.
And this may be your last shot.
Right.
You know, this window for the Rays you think is open for a while based on their youth and the amount of depth they have in the organization and some of the talent they're stockpiling. I mean, you know, you're starting to get a lot more regulars in this lineup, like Arozarena. Like, you hope Josh Lowe's going to become that. Brendan Lau, Wander Franco. Mike Zanino's your catcher, if assuming he comes back. I mean, you're starting to get, you know, where you have a more set, I won't say lineup because they bat them in different orders every day, but a set of guys you put out there most of the time.
You have starters. You have starters. You're starting nine, more or less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the more they go out there in that role, the better, presumably, they're going to get. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it hasn't happened as quickly. And yet, they're still in the hunt, man. You know, and they're going to get some players back. And for them, free agency looks like, oh, Wander Franco's back. Oh, you know, so-and-so's back. Like, they're going to have really good players popping in here. And if healthy, they're going to make a huge, huge difference. So that's interesting. I don't know. I'll wrap it up on this as far as and we got lots to talk about this week, obviously, with you having been gone and then unretired. I spent the weekend or the last couple of days at least in Canton, Ohio, which isn't a bad place to be this time of year. And it accomplished a couple of things. One, I wasn't at practice for a couple of days where I know it is definitely hot. You know, but also just, you know, I was able to, you know, being around these guys for what I do for a living is incredible. But when you see the best of the best of the best. And so Bryant Young, who is maybe one of the last of the San Francisco 49ers in that, you know, the old era, and he played, you know, with Eddie DeBartolo as the owner and then again as the York family. We all know his story. He had the catastrophic broken leg. They thought he was going to lose his leg. They thought he was going to have to amputate it, worried about arterial damage and all of that. He came back the next year, had 11 sacks. He wound up playing, I don't know, 15 seasons. Like, he was incredible. Makes the Hall of Fame. Most humble guy I think I've been around, and I mean sort of ever. Went to Notre Dame, real smart, beautiful wife, great kids. I would just challenge you to go and listen to a speech, one speech, from its beginning to the end, and it's only about 10 minutes because the NFL is limiting them. Listen to Bryant Young, BY as we call him, become extremely vulnerable and overwhelmed, and the humility is oozing from every pore in his body, and the crowd kind of carries him along, him telling this journey, and it you know, is a tearjerker, and I don't want to give away too much, but you know, he and his wife, Kirsten, had lost a son not that many years ago and to cancer, which sucks. Complained of headaches, et cetera. His name was Kobe. And he started talking about Kobe. He said, you know, I've introduced, you know, four of my children. It was really, there's five. And he told the story of Kobe. And, man, I'm telling you, it was inspirational. The way he talked about him and how, you know, he didn't fear death, but was worried about, you know, whether he's going to be in pain, this kind of stuff. Like, but the biggest thing was he was a tremendous, happy kid, great athlete, and sort of the mic drop moment. I don't know if I should give it away. I won't give it away, but listen to the end, and you'll learn about Kobe, but you'll learn way more about who Bryant Young was, which was an unbelievable player. Like, the only comparison to Bryant Young was Warren Sapp, but it's not really fair because I think Young, obviously, he wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer. Let's start there. But two, you know, he kind of played in a defense that, you know, brought a lot of attention to him schematically, you know, in terms of blocking and things like that. But, man, he's such a humble cat and it is such a good time. But, yeah, one speech. And I have helped people write them, and I have, you know, listened to a whole bunch of them in terms of delivery, but his candor and his vulnerability in that moment is just something else. And his call to action too, as well. As a result of what he went through, he needed help and he accepted it. And sometimes, you know, people, especially men, are just, you know, refuse to accept help when it is given. And that's an important thing. So pretty cool. But exhausting. The airlines are a mess. Nobody's on time. You don't know how long you're going to, you know, be in an airport. So I'm on fumes, man. And you're all rested and ready to go coming off your vacation.
Yeah, it was good. I was spent some time in Southern Virginia.
Beautiful.
Visiting my wife's 94-year-old grandmother.
94,
who,
wow.
Just gave up mowing the grass and still pressure washes her deck.
She did not.
Oh, yeah, she's incredible.
Oh, my God.
She pressure washed her deck before we got there. And I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
I won't even pressure wash my deck.
She's incredible. And then we visited most of my family. My sister and my parents live in Charlotte now. So
okay, yeah,
we're up
beautiful
there
city.
For a while at my sister's house. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Stopped in, said hello to Baker Mayfield.
I didn't get the code, the gate code yet.
Yeah, I wonder if he's got the keys. Needs the keys to BOA. That's going to be quite a race.
We tried to go to a Charlotte FC soccer game. We sat through a 3-hour and 18-minute rain delay.
Oh my God!
To play 16 minutes, and then they called the game because lightning came back. So,
yeah, I was going to say it has to be lightning because they're to play
in
the rain.
It was, yeah. But so we saw 16 minutes of a MLS game.
Wow, that's not many, yeah, for sure.
And I went to the Rowdies game Saturday night, which was great.
Oh yeah, yeah. That no one I know of has been to a Rowdies game that didn't exactly say that when they were done.
That was our second one this year. They've won 13 games unbeaten streak right now. They haven't lost in like nearly 3 months.
Wow.
They're in second place in the conference, just a point behind Louisville, but rolling.
Pretty cool. Champa Bay lives, baby.
Yeah, the Rowdies are really good. They dominated that game with 15 corner kicks on Saturday night. Didn't score in any of them, but
that's like 27 walks.
Yeah, right there. Pretty much. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. So,
who would you rather have? To quote a former radio guy, dude. Anyway, it's been fun.
It's thanks to Derek for filling in, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I was going to mention. And listen, not for nothing, but we talk more USF football probably in the 2 weeks than we have in the last, I don't know, 5 years that we've been doing this. But it was cool. Like I'm bullish. No pun intended. I am sort of bullish on USF because I think they're going to be oodles better. What I'm not sure is that it's going to show up very early because that front end of that schedule is pretty tough, starting with the opener against BYU.
Yeah, I mean that's the whole thing is that they're going to be a better team. No, yes. I have no question about that. They're more talented. Their quarterback's either going to be Jerry Bohannon, who transferred in from Baylor and helped win a Big 12 championship, or Timmy McClain, who's got another year under his belt.
Like them both.
I mean, they're going to be better. They have more talent than they've had under Jeff Scott, no question about it.
But
the schedules,
will they get
versus
wins?
BYU, at Florida, at Louisville, then you go to the conference, versus East Carolina, which was good, at Cincinnati, you're going at Houston.
Wow.
Versus
all the
SMU. Versus UCF. I mean, it's just not a lot of places you're going, yeah, they can. I mean, they got a really good chance to win those games.
You can't hide, man. You're not going to hide.
Now, and Jeff Scott said this, and other coaches have echoed it too, is, look, you don't really know with the transfer portal these days, you don't necessarily know what your team's like until three or four games
too.
In,
that's
too.
That's so true.
So we'll see. But the schedule is very daunting for USF. It's not. It hasn't done them any favors.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, like I said, three of your four non-conference games are BYU and then at Florida, at Louisville.
Good point.
I mean, you know, you got Howard in between.
Good point.
But
poor Howard.
Yeah, and the Americans are a pretty tough conference. So it's, you know, they've got their work cut out for them. It's not to say they can't win some games.
No, they certainly can.
But you know, the schedule doesn't do them any favors.
Yeah. Well, the schedule didn't do us any favors. But again, our thanks to Derek Sharp, who filled in admirably. I guess my mic was too soft. I don't know if you can rectify that situation or not. Maybe I didn't have it close enough. I don't know what the hell happened.
We'll work on it. We use a different system when Derek does the show than when I do it. So
for the one guy that keeps complaining, I hope you can hear this. Do you hear me now? Can you hear me? Like a little phone commercial. Can you hear me now? I hope you can hear us. That's the best we can do. Exciting week ahead. The Bucks will be off today, back on practice. Oh, it's joint practice week, by the way, with the Miami Dolphins, of all teams. Not that some of the principals are still there, but, you know.
Well, we do know Stephen Ross will not be in attendance.
Ross cannot be anywhere until the middle of October. Then he might be in it, might be in the locker room. But, yeah, until then, you know, Brady will.
By the way, how about the three times in NFL history the team has lost a first-round draft pick?
And he's been involved
Brady's
in all
been
of them.
In all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Deflategate, it was Spygate, and the order may be different. And then this one.
Right. No, he's the Forrest Gump of suspensions right now. I don't get it. And you know, there's supposed to be an even bigger suspension coming down for Deshaun Watson. We're waiting on that appeal. Like, there's going to be quite a bit of news, and then of course the Bucs get ready for the Dolphins on Saturday, and then next week they're at Tennessee for joint practices there. So
this was the last weekend. This was the last weekend without college or NFL football until late February.
So who's playing? It's got to be colleges that are playing next, right?
Well, no. I mean, you got NFL preseason this coming.
You're counting preseason, okay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Football games. I mean,
yeah,
on television they'll actually be airing live football games.
Yeah, go out there and toss it around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, college starts. Week zero is August 27th.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Labor Day weekend's a huge weekend for college.
Well, the high school kids will be having jamborees here pretty quick, mm-hmm. I would think.
Yep. Well, I mean, heck, our kids go back to school, Wednesday?
Yeah, that's right. Huh. I can't wait. Not for your kids, but for mine. I'm telling you, we got them home today from parts around the world, from Chicago mostly. And the airlines, I don't know if you've traveled, you know how they say, you know, get there early,
mm-hmm.
prepare to wait a couple hours. Like, yeah, get there and prepare to wait all day because, the flight crews and obviously weather, you know, is a problem. I mean, it's not a great time to fly. It took me, and I booked this ticket, so it's my fault, but it was, you know, from Cleveland through Chicago, O'Hare, and then home. But the total trip, because all the other flights were booked or this or that, it took me like 12 hours to get home. It should never take you 12 hours to get home from Cleveland, Ohio. I would think a trucker could pick me up and drive me home in 12 hours. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's been a long day. However, not so long that I can't remind you people, that you need to call my friends at May Electric Solar because your electric bill's going up and up. We got to wait for you to save. They've been installing solar systems, really global. There you go, the entire galaxy. They've been installing electric solar for like a dozen years, and they've done that in the Bay Area. They offer a 30-year labor and services warranty. You get $750 worth of surge protection. What else do you want? Call May Electric, the solar energy experts, at 727-819-2862. That's 727-819-2862. Schedule a free estimate, and you can lower your electric bill, and you will be very happy you did. All right, that's going to do it. Steve is back. Steve's back from vacation. Our thanks again for Derek filling in while he was gone. We'll be back to talk more Rays as they head to Milwaukee. Day off today. The Bucs will be back in action, not today, but the next day on Tuesday when the Miami Dolphins come to town to scrimmage on Wednesday and Thursday, and then it'll take you all the way up to Saturday's first preseason game. The NFL is here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they'll be at Raymond James Stadium. So pretty exciting times. Thanks for listening. For Steve Burstick, I'm Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. Have a great day, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.